How much does that help your offense and maybe take some of the pressure off of you and Calvin?
Well, it helps a lot. You know, Philly has a guy very similar. You know, LeSean's a really good player. He's very similar to Reggie, and they do a lot for offenses, no question about it. When you have a guy that you can hand the ball to, can make a big play, and then, you know, throw a short to intermediate pass to and have him make a big play as well, you know, it's always a positive for an offense.
He's been doing this for, you know, a couple of years now, but did you expect this kind of production out of him, or is he playing better than maybe you anticipated before he joined your team?
No, I did expect it, you know. He even missed a game and a half for us, and he's still, you know, way up there in league total yardage and things like that. But he's a guy that, you know, I feel like had been used one way or the other in his previous two stops. You look at New Orleans, and they almost strictly just threw him the football, and then in Miami, they almost strictly just handed it to him. So he had success in both, but, you know, nobody had really double-dipped with him and done both. And, you know, Coach Linehan's doing a great job of getting him in opportunities where he can, you know, take advantage of his skill set, and it's my job to make sure that I get him the ball.
Now, Kerry Williams earlier today described you as a Brett Favre gunslinger-type quarterback. Do you think that's an accurate assessment, and do you take that as a compliment?
I don't know if it's accurate. I mean, Brett Favre is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. You know, he definitely, you know, has an attitude about him that he's an aggressive player, and I feel that way about myself as well. But at the same time, I'm trying to make good decisions as much as I possibly can. We have an aggressive offense. We're an aggressive team, and you know, I understand that, but I also have to play within the offense and make sure I make good decisions.
People sometimes look at your interception, they'll say 14, that's among the league leaders, but you've thrown 500 times. Do you think that's not too big an amount given how often you guys do throw the ball?
You know, I never want to throw picks. You know, obviously the more you throw it, the more chances you have of good things and bad things happening. And, you know, I just got to make sure I'm trying to make the right decisions. Had a couple unfortunate tip ones this year and some things like that, but at the same time I've made my fair share of poor decisions, and I've got to make sure I limit those as much as I possibly can.
You've only been sacked 15 times. What do you think that's most reflective of? Chip Kelly was talking today about how you get rid of the ball so quick. Do you think it's most reflective of that, a combination of line?
I think it's a combination. You know, I think we're running the ball better this year than we were last year. I do feel like I try and get the ball out and as much as I possibly can. You know, quickly, I try not to take sacks. You know, and that's something we pride ourselves on, and as you know, avoiding negative plays in that regard. And then the offensive line. We've had new guys step in, but they're playing really, really well, and they should be commended for that.
It seems like the Lions have been kind of on the verge of being that playoff team and all that, and just really stepping. How big are these games, like this Sunday's game and these next three or four games do you have to really just making this kind of a breakout year for you guys?
It's always big. Anytime you have an opportunity that we have, you've got to go out there and take advantage of it. You know, Philadelphia is sitting in the same boat, so I know we'll get their best. You know, we just got to go out there and execute our game plan and play well.
Matt, what do you hear from maybe opponents, other quarterbacks? What do they say about Calvin Johnson and how lucky you must be to have him?
You know, everybody, you know, obviously understands how good of a player he is. And, you know, I think the guys in this locker room are the guys that, you know, are the luckiest to understand just how good of a teammate he is. You know, I think that's the biggest thing.
Do you think it's hard sometimes to be recognized as an elite quarterback when you have such a great receiver?
I don't know. I'm not too worried about that.
Hey, Matt, if I could ask you also, regarding the interceptions, do you ever, like, look at something like, you know, the kind of run that Nick Foles has kind of put together? I mean, as far as, like, throwing 19 touchdown passes without an interception, he's gone, like, 200 and some odd passes without one. I mean, what does that kind of say to you?
He's playing really good, you know. He's making really good decisions. You know, his guys are making plays on the ball for him. All of the above, you know, it takes a lot, you know, not only making good decisions and making good throws, but, you know, it takes a lot to have a run like that.
What does the Eagles' defense look like for you on film?
They're fast and physical. You know, they play extremely hard. You know, it starts at their front seven. Those guys are all athletic and, you know, get after the passer. They rush the passer well. They're turning the ball over back to their offense at a high clip, and, you know, they're playing – their last 4 or 5 weeks is as good as they've played all year, and, you know, it's evident on tape.
Earlier today, Matt, Jim described He was asked, you know, how would he describe your season? Easy for me to say. How would he describe your season? He said 7-5. He said the only thing that matters on a quarterback's resume is his record. Do you agree with that? Is that?
Yeah, I mean that's what people judge people by is wins and losses, and you know, we probably get too much of the credit and too much of the blame, just like everybody says. You know, that's just the way it goes, and that's ultimately what quarterbacks are judged by is. You know, wins, postseason wins, Super Bowls, all that kind of stuff.
Has the season been fun for you?
It has. I love playing the game. It's been up and down. We've obviously, you know, had some chances to win some ball games that we didn't. We've been behind in some games and come back and won. And you know, so it's we've had a little bit of taste of everything. But, you know, we have a great locker room, a great group of guys.
Hey, Matt, do you remember Nick Foles as a high school player at all?
I don't. I wasn't huge into, like, the recruiting scene and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, I'm sorry.
So how fun is it to, I guess, you know, you probably asked this before, but how fun is it to have a guy from Georgia Tech receiving a pass from a guy from Georgia? I mean, that has to be kind of fun, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially after we came back and beat them this last weekend. So I've got the bragging rights for a year, so that's a good thing.